All right, let's talk top-down approach. You know, the top-down approach is there's probably two big benefits to doing the top-down approach. The first one is that you're dealing directly with the referrer. So once you establish that relationship, you're generating new accounts right away. And number two is that it opens up your list possibilities. You know, we focus in the nonprofit sector. I think in the United States today, there's 2.2 million nonprofits. So there's an unlimited amount of nonprofits to reach out to. So, and when you do that, you're going to compile your list one of two ways. You're going to piecemeal it. You're going to go online with the advent of the internet and Google. You can find all the nonprofits you want in your area. Number two is there are a lot of different companies out there. We can actually purchase a list if you want to go that route. But it's important to remember that, and here's the analogy I always use. It's kind of like watching a YouTube video, and I think most people today have seen a YouTube video. There's two things I look at when I look at a YouTube video. I look at the number of views that it's had, and I also look at the number of subscribers that that YouTuber has. And 100% of the time, unless it's a brand new video and I'm the first to see it, but 100% of the time, there's always way more views than there are subscribers. And I thought that was interesting because, and I looked at that and I related it to kind of how I got my start in this business, which I did the grassroots approach. And in 25 years ago, I dealt with banks. It's a lot different today with banks. We'll teach you how to do that later. But dealing with banks, and how it started is I went, again, 25 years ago, I opened up the phone book, I called every bank location in the Twin City area. And I think, I don't know, at the time there's probably 500 bank locations in the Twin Cities. And I would say probably about 5% of them, 2.5 to 5%, actually sent me referrals. And I thought, well, it's a lot of action. But it's simple action, make a phone call, send them my information, follow up, and let the chips fall where they may. But those referrals that I got were super simple to close. And I thought, boy, if this works on this scale, why don't I just do the whole state of Minnesota? So what I did is I ultimately went out and I purchased a list of every bank location in the state of Minnesota. And at that time, there's probably like 1,500 bank locations. And ultimately, really, I only did business with 40 to 50 banks. But what did that mean? My average was 33 new accounts a month. So you've run the numbers, you've looked at models, you know what that means. And plus, it makes your life easier. You strap in, you make your phone calls, get the information out, and let the information do its work, and you do your follow-ups. You never run out of things to reach out to. So with that, next, we're going to look at a little Camtasia piece. It's going to talk about that process of reaching out from the top down. And building those relationships to get you that nice stream of merchant referrals coming in. See you next time.